Hi, this is Louisa Tanner Munson coming to you with Astrology Boo number 27. Now, it's been quite a long time since we've actually posted a quick recording, but there's some things happening, there's quite a lot happening, in fact, in April. But this one I want to dedicate to Venus in Pisces, because Venus went into Pisces this morning at around about 9:30 a.m. That's GMT, UK time. And Venus in Pisces represents a time when we're a lot dreamier than usual. So people who are naturally quite dreamy and romantic will probably become excessively so, especially it's going to especially affect people who actually have the moon in Pisces, or who have their natal Venus in Pisces, or who are Pisceans themselves. This is a time of romance and daydreams and fluffiness. So let's talk a little bit about Venus in Pisces, because it's here for the next month until the 4th of April when it moves into Aries. Yeah, sorry, 4th of May when it moves into Aries. Now, Venus in Pisces this month is going to be travelling through Pisces, but it's going to make a really delicious conjunction with Neptune, followed by another conjunction with Chiron before leaving Pisces. Now, what this is indicating is that the normal romance and fluffiness of Venus and Pisces is going to up itself quite considerably. So, for instance, if you imagine that you're feeling romantic and you're enjoying the flexibility and the almost thrill and danger of a new relationship, and it mixes in with Neptune, what that means is your boundaries tend to be exposed and also not so harshly held on to. So this month sees people who are actively in the dating game, especially those who do feel very, very romantic and free and hopeful. What it's going to do is actually sort of affect you in the way that you're not going to have your boundaries up so much. You're going to be looking for unconditional love, and you may see it even when it's not there. Venus conjunct Neptune can bring the man of your dreams, like, or the woman of your dreams, you know, that transcendent soul partner to you. But likewise, it can also bring a complete trickster to you. The qualities of transcendence and mutability, like changeability and being able to go with the flow, obviously works really well with both an exalted being and also with a little rat bag. So you need to watch out for that mid-month, talking about between the 9th and the 13th, 14th of April. Be very, very wary of the people you give your heart to. It could be the real deal, it really, really could be, but just be on your guard a little bit longer. And then around about the 20th of April, Venus will make a really nice conjunction with Chiron, which, for those of you who have already learned a lot about matters of the heart, this will just make you a lot more sensitive to somebody else. It could be that you and a dating partner are able to have a really good conversation about previous hurts, one that brings you closer. It could be that there's a greater understanding, that you understand a little bit of the soul plan of the other person. However, it's not a good time to, I don't know, have one of those great big long chats with a partner over a glass of wine or two, because it could actually also trigger on some hurts. Again, we've got the two sides of every coin. So it could be something that really, really releases loving energy and brings you closer, or it could actually remind you of a previous hurt and then you project onto it. So Venus in Pisces is bringing us quite a few gifts this month. However, and as ever, you need to just be very mindful of what gifts they are. For those of you that are ready to let go of past love hurts, who are ready to see the world through a new light and to meet new types of partners, then this really could be the month for you. There are other astrological things going on which, you know, as dangerous and thrilling as they might seem, they're also very releasing. So there's a huge opportunity to release old patterns and actually find new loved ones. It's quite an exciting month. For those of you that aren't quite ready, if you've got lots of hurts and things, or secrets, or sore points that you never talk about, then this isn't really a great month for you, because you'll find it so much easier to sink into all the drama of it This could be quite a dramatic month for you. So keep your eyes peeled, keep your heart open if you can bear to. This could be a month of love, recovery and rediscovery. Anyway, I hope it's useful. I'll be talking more because later on this week, Mercury's going into Aries and that's going to be activating our minds in a brand new way. Anyway, bye for now.